There were 111 murders in Newark last year and record carjackings. The state is threatening to take over the city's finances, and Newark is fighting to regain local control of its school system. Yet the campaign for the city's next mayor has often focused on which candidate is the most authentic Newarker. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez explains why that matters in the state's largest city.
Raz Baraka and Shavar Jeffries were both born and raised in Newark, and they both talk a lot about the streets they grew up on, the nicknames they had for certain neighborhoods, and how far back their ties to the city go. It's their way of showing voters just how Newark they are. But at a recent debate hosted by high school students, Raz Baraka implied he's the true local.
I grew up in Newark for real. Not on paper, but for real. So I know people who stood who stand on those blocks, right?
Baraka is the son of Amiri Baraka, the famous poet and playwright who was a prominent leader of the Black Power movement in the 1960s. Shavar Jeffries was offended by the suggestion that he's not a real Newarker.
Was not born with a silver spoon in the mouth by any stretch of the imagination. Was not born into a two-parent household. Wasn't born into a famous family either. I was born to a 19-year-old mom who nobody knew. I had a father that I didn't even know.
And the reason as a child, Jeffrey stayed in a shelter and at the homes of different family members when his mother was the victim of an abusive husband. When he was 9 years old, his stepfather shot and killed his mom. Jeffries got a scholarship to attend a private high school, went on to Duke and Columbia Law, and became an assistant to the Attorney General, where he oversaw the juvenile justice system in the state. He was elected president of the School Advisory Board in Newark and is now a civil rights attorney and professor at Seton Hall Law School.
I really don't think he wants to go there. Because if he wants to go there, if anybody has more of a common Newark story, it's mine.
That's ridiculous.
Raz Baraka disagrees.
Everybody in Newark, first of all, doesn't live in poverty. Everybody in Newark does not come from a single-headed household.
Baraka first ran for mayor when he was 24 years old, and he's worked in the city ever since. He attended public schools and graduated from Howard University. He taught elementary school in Newark for 10 years. He's the principal of Central High School, a former deputy mayor, and a current city councilman. And Baraka says he's not the one who brings up the issue of authenticity. It's the voters.
I don't understand what a real Newarker means to me. I went to all Newark public schools. He didn't, right? So I don't know what, I mean, I've never accused him of not being a Newarker.
Well, you did at the Newark students debate, you did say, I'm really from Newark. I'm not right. Newark on paper.
Right. And that goes to the comments that he consistently makes.
The beginnings of this debate go back more than a decade when Cory Booker lost his first bid for mayor. It was a successful political strategy to mark him as an outsider who grew up in the suburbs and wasn't black enough to lead the city. Clement Price, a historian and professor of history at Rutgers University in Newark, says residents were concerned Booker was using the city as a stepping stone. And he says his move to the U.S. Senate recently confirmed that skepticism.
After becoming a national public figure, he left the city.
He says the mayors who came before Booker were boosters for the city.
Cory changed that paradigm and drew a lot of attention to Newark's negatives, whether it was gang violence or, you know, he would oftentimes say we can do better. And a lot of Newarkers took that to mean that he was dumping on the city.
So residents like John Rulak, who attended a recent debate, like the idea of having a local in office again.
Someone from Newark, lived in Newark, worked in Newark, knows the people, knows the problems. I think they have a better handle on it.
Baraka and Jeffries both want more jobs, lower crime, and local control of the state-run school system. Both say these issues are their priorities, and they blame each other for having to talk so much about their Newarkness.
I'm a real Newarker. I'm real Newark. I'm from Newark. I grew up in poverty. That's ridiculous.
That's Baraka.
And you got to show them your hood bona fides. And
this is Jeffries.
And your grandmother was on Chancellor Ave, and then your great grandmother was in Bergen, and your great.
The election is this Tuesday. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.